So either way, I apologize for the tardiness tonight, but this time of year when the shiurim are later, we try to make them a little shorter. Soon when Mincha Marv is going to get to like 8 o'clock, 8:15. So sometimes, did we do it actually before Mincha Marv at times? Sometimes we do it at 7:30, we did it earlier. I don't know, we'll figure it out. We'll play it by ear as we go along. This week's Parsha, of course, is Parshas Emor. It has the Parshas HaMoadim. This is a Parsha that we just leaned from on the second day of Pesach. It has a discussion of all the Yom Tovim that we'll get to. But also in the beginning of this Parsha is a very famous Rashi. A famous Rashi, which is, according to Rashi, the source for a fundamental principle in all of Judaism. In the beginning of the Parsha, it says, Vayomer Adonai Moshe, Emor El HaKohen and B'nei Aaron, that Hashem says to Moshe, say to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, and tell to them that Nefesh, that the Kohen should not be metame, shouldn't become tamei meis. And Rashi quotes, why does it say, Emor el Kohanim v'amarta aleihem? Emor v'amarta lahazir gedolim al haktanim. Emor v'amarta, the double lashon of say to the Kohanim b'nei Aaron, v'amarta aleihem, and instruct them. It means lahazir gedolim al haktanim, to say to the Kohanim b'nei Aaron, v'amarta aleihem, that they should say to them, meaning the adult Kohanim should say to the child Kohen, that the adult Kohen should say to the child Kohen to teach him about the Isser of Tumas Meis. And here we find, again, Rashi's quoting from the Halachic Medrash, and this is really a source of chinuch, the source that we have to be mechanech our children in mitzvos. And we know, of course, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as the Torah develops it, and as certainly as codified by the Rambam, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is that we have to teach children to our Torah. But here is a unique mitzvah to be mechanech our children, to educate our children. And Rav Zalman Sarotskin asks a famous question. Why here? Like literally, we're teaching everyone a rule about chinuch, that you have to train your children in mitzvos. Right? You can't say, oh, well, he's, you know, under bar mitzvah, he could be my Shabbos guy. No, it doesn't work that way, right? Is there a certain age you can do that? We're not getting into that. That's a whole halachic debate, whether or not that's ever appropriate. But why dafka by Tumas Kohanim? You want to teach the concept of chinuch? What better place than Shabbos? In Shabbos. V'amarta emor el bnei Yisrael, v'amarta aleihem, Vishamru v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos. Like, say to the adults to teach the kids about Shabbos. Maybe Kashrus. We just had Kashrus a couple of weeks ago. In Parsha Shmini. Tell the adults to tell the kids, kosher. We don't eat that, right? Like the story that someone said he saw in Lakewood of an African-American woman online with the kid is in a supermarket, in one of the Jewish supermarket, or one of the Jewish, I think it was a Jewish supermarket, and she said, oh no, that's not kosher. And her kid stopped asking for it. So someone went up there, first of all, are you Jewish? Second of all, this is kosher. It's like, no, but my kids have always seen that when a Jewish kid is wants something and the mother says, not kosher, the kid stops. So my kids have been trained. No, mom, supposedly this really happened in Lakewood. Like, so she tells her kids, it's not kosher, they stop. They're like, oh, okay, they're not Jewish, right? Kashrus, isn't that like the ultimate place to teach kids about chinuch? Lahazir gedolim al haketanim in kashrus? Why specifically by Tumas Kohanim? It's not even, that's like, it's relevant for you. That's like it. Like, no one else here. I mean, your kids are older already, right? So it's for Lauren and Jordana, they have to be mechanim. But really, why davka Tumas Kohanim? This is the yesod of chinuch. So Zakt Reb Zalman Sarotskin, that there is a yesod chashuv ma'od b'chinuch, that the fact that we learn it from here. And he says, when it comes to Shabbos, right? Teach your kid, you can't do that on Shabbos. No one can do it on Shabbos, right? You teach your kid, they can't eat that. No one can eat that, right? The African-American kid can't, it was goyish, can't eat it. But when it comes to Tumas Kohanim, everyone else can do it. Everyone else can go on the Torah to Kever Rachel. You can. Everyone else can go to, you know, the Gadol's Levaya. Oh, you can't go to the Gadol's Levaya. I mean, you probably could because you're not going to get close. But, like, theoretically, you can't go to the Beis HaKvaros. And Rav Zalman Saratzkin said, this is a yesod chashuv ma'od b'chinach kol adam la'atzmo. This is a chinach for ourselves. But it's such an important chinach for our kids. And what is that? That you have to teach your children how sometimes it's going to be different for them. Whether it comes to mitzvahs, but he says when it comes to life also, why it's going to be different for your kids. And he says it's not only for our kids. We have to teach it to ourselves. We have to teach it to ourselves. Why sometimes life is going to be different for one than the other. Because we're not all the same. The Kohen has different rules. And Reb Zalman Saratzkin says, Dafka by Thomas Kohenim. Because sometimes it's the hardest kid to explain, it's the hardest thing to explain to a child. Yeah, they can do that, but we can't. What do you mean, why? Because we're Kohenim. What does that mean? What does that mean? You get to wear funky socks and people comment when you go up, right, at a certain age. Like, what does that mean? We're Kohenim, we can't do that. No, but Zalker Zalman Saratzkin, this is a Yisod Chashuv Ma'od and Chinuch for everyone, not only for the Kohanim, and not only for kids, for adults also. Wait, why don't I have the life that that person has? Again, when everyone, it displays whatever it is they have on Instagram and whatever it is that, they spread on social media, and, you know, it's been destroying the health of teenage girls, that mental health, that we know, and there's a whole movement. Teenage girls should throw away their smartphones, and not a Jewish thing, by the way, in public schools in Brooklyn. There's a movement to like stop this. It's just unhealthy for us.
Why aren't they doing it in the Jewish schools
too? Oh, they've been trying. Don't worry. Trust me, they've been trying. But this ability to be different and to take pride in the difference, this is what we have. This is what every family, every person has their own unique challenges. And Dr. Zalman Saratzkin, this is the essence of what chinuch is. But it's not only for the kids, it's for us also. That we have to be mechanech ourselves. You know, and this is something that I think, you know, the Jewish people, of course, were supposed to be mamlachas kohanim v'goy kadosh. Mamlachas kohanim v'goy kadosh in terms of setting the standard and teaching the whole world. But at the same time, why are we so different than the world? Why are we so different than the world? We have to answer that for ourselves and for our kids. And make no mistake. Later on in the parsha is, of course, the mitzvah of Chilul Hashem. V'lo sechalu Hashem kodshi v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. And very often we ask ourselves the questions of, like, but what are the goyim going to say? Like, Chilul Hashem. I think we've moved to a postmodern stage of Chilul Hashem. It's no longer what the goyim say. I don't care what the goyim say. The goyim think we're backwards. The goyim so often... Well, as I was telling a young man from our community who's in a secular college, I told him, if you have basic Jewish beliefs, you're a misogynist, you're a homophobe, you're a racist. I don't believe any of those things are true, of course. But that's what they're going to tell you. Because he said he like got singed a little bit by the woke mob, whatever. I'll still put this on my Torah. I'm not going to take it. Don't worry. I'm leaving it vague enough. But this is something that's going on in the world outside. Lahazir gidolim ala ketanim, that we should be able to explain to our children. No, what is it that a Jew believes, and why are we willing to be different? Again, in the broader scale of the Jewish people in the whole world, but then again, as Reb Zalman Saratzkin said, Davka picking up Tumas Kohanim, because no two family has the same challenges, no two people have the same challenges, and one of the most fundamental ideas in all of chinuch is to be able to explain that to your child and to be able to explain it to yourself. And he says, that's why when we talk about chinuch, we talk about an area of halacha that's very limited. Very, very limited. Again, on this table, one person has to worry about it. Explain it to kids. I don't know how you explained it to your boys when they were younger. You let Shelly just do that, right? But it really is a difference. It really is a difference. I remember someone asked me a shayla, a woman who grew up here, who was living in Washington Heights, and her kid was in a preschool in Riverdale, and there was going to be a levaya in the preschool, And her son, I said, yeah, he has to get out. He can't go to, he can't go to school that day. He can't go to school. You know, if he's going to go to the preschool level down, same main entrance to where they're going to bring in the Aron for this Levaya. I mean, we had the Shiloh here in our shul once.
And how old was the child?
A little boy, Cohen.
Really?
Yeah. It's a big problem. He can't go in. That's where some say the minhag of a pregnant woman not going to the cemetery comes from. That if it's married to a Kohen, maybe it's a boy. Again, that's a much broader thing. We're not going to focus in on that right here. But this is such an important lesson from Zalman Sirotsky. And when I think about my chaver, my colleague, Rav Dani Staum, who writes in the Jewish Link, who's a Rebbe in Heichal, that in his Haggadah, I mean, very tongue-in-cheek, but a very strong piece he has. Like, let me update the Manishtan a few for the four questions. What your kids really want to ask you. And the first, and he says, and we have to try and answer them for our kids, and he goes, we have to answer them for ourselves. First question is, why are we not on the program like our friends? Why are we not in Mexico? Why are we not in Florida? No, and he's very, very honest, very open. I mean, it was such a real piece, and I told him I loved his Haggadah. The pieces he had in it were awesome, and he goes through, like, this is a real issue that parents face now. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Like, why aren't we doing winter break? Why aren't we, right? All these things are real things. And Lahazir Gedolah Malakatanim, Zakhtar Zalman Sirotskin, Davka by an area of halacha where two families are totally different. Because we have to learn this lesson. And we have to be able to teach it to our kids that not everyone in this world is the same. And Hashem gives different challenges to different families. Hashem gives different opportunities to different families. And we're doing what is best for our family. Someone else is going to do what's best for their family. Whatever it is. But this is what we have to do. And he says, I understand we're up against a tsunami. A tsunami. Because the world, I mean, Madison Avenue, the billions of dollars that are spent on trying to make these things attractive to you. And even the ads in the Jewish Link, you know, I love Moshe Kindler, he's a friend, known him for years. I don't want my kids necessarily looking through the Jewish Link, or just looking through Mishpacha magazine. You know, is that a healthy thing? I don't know. I don't know if that's a healthy thing for kids to go through that. Is it a healthy thing for adults to go through that, tell me? I don't know. Is it? And this is Lahazir Gedolah Malakatanim, such a deep lesson from Rav Zalman Sirotskin. I can't tell you when I learned this idea, I was blown away by it. This is the mitzvah of chinuch. But again, as he says, Yisod chashuv ma'od b'chinuch kol adam la'atzmo ulebnei beiso. First we have to educate ourselves, then you can educate your family. You have to make sure that you learn this lesson first. The ability to be different. Take pride in it and understand that we come into this world. We don't know the cheshbonos of Hashem. And every family has a different nisayon. But as an am, you know, again, people can say, oh, chil Hashem, we have to be so careful. I think as Jews, we have to start having a little bit more of that sense of Jewish pride. The Jewish pride of saying that, listen, whatever the Goyim say, like, of course, we have to be honest. Of course, we're not talking about like Chalil of Chas, treating, we're not talking about those things. But again, if you believe what the Torah perspective has been, at least for, you know, since the giving of Torah until, you know, a few years ago, according to everyone, now people are saying it's changing. I don't know. I don't know what you do because society around us is changing at such a rapid pace. Lahazir gedolah malaktanim, and how important it is for our children to understand this also. Bizman hazeh. I think this is yisod gadol. For chinuch, yisod gadol in our own avodas Hashem. And that's the beginning of the parsha, moving to a little bit towards the middle of the parsha. And then when we get to parsha samoadim, so we're not going to talk about sfira. That's the obvious gimme to talk about sfira right now. We're not going to do that. But we're going to talk about the one pasuk that doesn't belong in parsha samoadim. Doesn't belong in Parshas Mor. It's Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Beis. Let me just confirm that's what it is. It's Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Beis. It's the last Pasuk in Revi, the last pasuk in Revi. Tell me what this pasuk is about. Uvekutzrichem eskitzir artzichem lo sechale paasadcha bekutzrecha veleket kitzircha lo slaket lo ani velager tazov osam ani adonai Eloheichem. What's this mitzvah about? This mitzvah is about tzedakah, right? The agricultural tzedakah is called leket and peah. What is it doing in the midst of the parsha mod? Literally, I mean, how does the aliyah start? Vaydaber Adonai Moshe leMor daber al bnei Yisrael v'amarte lehem moadei Adonai asher tikru osam nikrei kodesh elahem moadoi. And it goes into Shabbos, whole discussion we've discussed in past years. Why is Shabbos one of the moadim? Elah moadei Adonai mikra kodesh tikru osam b'moadam Pesach Sfira Shavuos. Again, the pasuk right before the pasuk that I spoke to you about that we just read. The pasuk right before pasuk Chaf Aleph ukrosim be'etzam ayom hazeh mikra kodesh yalachem kom lachas avodah lo sasu chukas alam b'chol moshvaseichem ledoroseichem, about the mitzvah of Shavuos. The pasuk right after is what's the beginning of Chamishi? Vaydaber Adonai Moshe limor daber al bnei Yisrael limor b'chodesh hashvi b'echad l'chodesh yalachem shavason zichron tru mikra kodesh. So what is this pasuk doing here? This pasuk is clearly out of place. In the whole perek, and it's a long perek, Chaf Gimel, from Shabbos to Shmini Atzeres, it's a big perek. The only pasuk that's out of place is this pasuk. A pasuk about leket and peah. Why is this here? So there are cute pshatim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky points out that this pasuk is an allusion to Rus and Ami, right? It's coming right after the pasuk of Shavuos, right after the discussion of Sfiras Omer. We're not going to get into that. Others say that this is mamish the pasuk that all of the Moadim like close in on, a chiastic structure, right? Because you have Pesach, Sfira, Shavuos. You have after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. If you have Shabbos, and if Shmini Atzeres, right? So mamish, this is the center of the Parshas Hamoadim. This pasuk, mamish, almost to the pasuk also, not exactly, but it's in a chiastic structure. It folds in on this pasuk. Why? So many say the Shitas HaRambam, that the famous Rambam in Hilchas Yontif, where the Rambam tells us that what is real Simchas Yontif? We talk about Simchas Yontif. We talk about celebrating holidays. You know, how does your table set? What are you having? But the Rambam says, you know what real Simchas Yontif is? It's not good food and wine. It's what I swung the Tower Spire about today. Tomchei Shabbos. About making sure that people are taking care of for Yontif. She told me about the amazing things that Tomchei Shabbos did over Pesach. And how we're already planning for Shavuos together. It's amazing. It's amazing. That's what the Rambam says real Simchas Yontif is. So smack in the middle of discussion of all the Yom Tovim, we put in a halacha for Yontif. A halacha for Yontif to make sure that the aniyim are taken care of. Because that's what real Simcha is, like the Rambam. It's quoted in the name of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld to hone in a little bit more on what is it exactly between. What is it exactly between? It's exactly between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. Shavuos is when we're judged on Peres HaIlan. Rosh Hashanah, we're judged on ourselves. When we talk about being judged on Peres HaIlan and Rosh Hashanah, many explain, what does it mean, Peres HaIlan, fruit of the tree? Right? Is that what we're, what? So children, but also, Ela Toldos Noach, Noach Ish Tzadik. What are the true Toldos of a Tzadik? They're Masim Tovim. Meaning there are many who explain that what we're judged on in terms of Peres HaIlan, as we said in the Pirkei Avos here this week, Yadam Eitz HaSadeh, the Torah, Chazal, use a tree as a metaphor for a human being. The Peres HaIlan is we're judged on our spirituality. Rosh Hashanah, we're judged on our physical. On Shavuos, we're judged on our spiritual. And as such, the Zot of Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, you know what one of the greatest chusim a person has to go into judgment? Whether it's Shavuos or whether it's Rosh Hashanah, it's tztaka. Right? We say in Slichas, L'cha Adonai tztaka v'lanu bosh saponim. God, you're the one that gives tztaka. We're just embarrassed. You want Hashem to give you tztaka. What should you do? You should give tztaka. And there's a big Kabbalistic segula. I think, is it Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan or is it Erev Shavuos to give like 82 coins? No. Anyone know what I'm talking about? There's some like Sfarada Kabbalistic thing, like Erev Shavuos to get 82 coins that stuck like Dafka. Yeah, okay. I'll find it. I'm sure you'll get an email about it in a couple of weeks. You know, there is this skula in terms of giving tzedakah. But we know, and in his Masuk V'or, Shmuel Levenstein brings down that, you know, the truth is, why is this so important for judgment? Why smack in the middle of Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah to put in the mitzvah of tzedakah? Because what I say in the shul more than I say anything else in the shul. Right, where I've said in 20 plus years in Springfield, more than anything else I've said, is quoting Reb Itzel of Elazhiner in the Akdama to the Nefesh HaChayim. When he quotes his father, Reb Chaim Elazhiner, Margal Befume, the Avi, the pearl, the jewel in my father's mouth that he would always say, know that you're not created for yourself, you're only created to help other people. I'll tell you just an unbelievable story, yes, about a din Torah that brought Reb Chaim Kanievsky to tears. It's told over by Reb Elio Mann. Reb Elio Mann was the only non-family member to be maspid Reb Chaim at his levaya. I was zocheh to meet him. Someone I know supports his kolal. That's how I got into Reb Chaim Kanievsky's bedroom to hack him before he was taking his afternoon nap. I was like, oh gosh, I thought I was going to get a vuha bracha vatzlacha. And he's like, the Rav Mann brings me in and is like, there's a Rav in New Jersey, wants to ask a Rav a Shaila. I'm like, ah! I was waiting for my bua, you know? Like, I was going to say, whatever. Yeah, I was like, ah. So I said something that actually made Rav Chaim Kanievsky chuckle, which I was like, yes, that's awesome. Now I'm going to go to Gan Eden just for that laugh. I gave him a laugh, that's awesome, right?
What'd you say?
So, I won't say that. But for another time, I told him a joke. No. No. So I said, maybe, no, it's later. But Lemaisa, so this Rav Mann, one time was at a bar mitzvah in Bnei Brak, and a guy came up to him and said, look, I know you're close to Chaim Kanievsky. I need to bring him a din Torah between two people that I know. He's like, Chaim Kanievsky doesn't listen to dinei Torah. He's not a dayan. He doesn't sit on a bezdin. He's like, no, it's not a real, the people want Reb Chaim's Chavis Das. They want him to paskin. What's the Din Torah? Go to Reb Nissim Kerelitz's Bezdin. Can I just explain to you what the case is? He goes, fine, what's the case? They're two very close friends. He says, let's call them Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is mamish sitting and learning in Kolel, tremendous Talmud Chacham. Shimon, his old friend, also big Talmud Chacham, Kovei Itam LaTorah. But he went into business and Baruch Hashem did very, very well. And Shimon found out that Reuven, for Shabbos, you know what the Shabbos meals were for his family? It was bread and a can of tuna or a can of sardines for him, his wife, and his kids. That was the basavik dog in the Chol Matanim on Shabbos. It was literally a can of tuna or a can of sardines. And Shimon heard this and was furious. And he told Reuven, from now on, I'm giving you a credit card. I want you to experience Shabbos berevach, whatever you want for a whole Shabbos. He wanted to give him more. He's like, no, we're fine during the week. He's like, then make your Shabbos Shabbos. He said, Baruch Hashem blessed me. This is what Shimon said, give, okay. You know what? He was hacking him. Finally, Shimon was going and buying stuff and dropping. He said, enough, fine, I'll do it. And that was going on for years. He said, Shimon had a downturn in his fortune. He wasn't poor, but he was not nearly as wealthy as he was. And he was still paying the credit card bill for Reuven for whatever he wanted for Shabbos. When it came out, when Reuven found out that Shimon was Yorid Min Chasav, that Shimon really lost so much, Reuven said, I'm not accepting anymore. And Shimon said, absolutely, you have to. It doesn't come out of the money I spend. It's my hotzos for Shabbos. He goes, it's not your hotzos for Shabbos. It's not what you spend on Shabbos. The Gemara says doesn't come out of the money Hashem sets aside for your Rosh Hashanah. It's my hotzos. And so they're fighting about it. So Rav Elio Mann said, who are these people? What's their shaychus? So the guy was moda that he's Shimon. He's the businessman who lost a lot of money. Said, look, I'm not taking tzedakah. I'm okay. I don't have what I have, but I still want to provide for Reuven and his family every Shabbos. And it went on for years. And when Reb Eliyahu Mann told Reb Chaim about this Din Torah that they wanted to bring to him, he said Reb Chaim started to cry. Reb Chaim started to cry and said, what? Look, Nika Amcha Yisrael. This is the Din Torah. This is the fight that they have. No, I don't want to take your money. No, you have to take my money. This was a din Torah. Ultimately, Reb Chaim paskened that Reuven still has to take it. Although Reb Man went to Reb Aaron Leib Steinman and told him the din Torah, and Reb Aaron Leib said, Pashut, he has to take it because of this. And Reb Chaim said, no, Reb Aaron Leib's svar is all wrong, but his psak is right. So we're not going to bore you with the back and forth of the details in their machlokas. But when you think about what it is to provide for another, when you think about Shabbos and Yontif, when you think about ensuring a proper din, when you think about showing Hashem that I'm living the life that you want me to live, right? What's the centerpiece? L'cha Hashem atztaka v'lana bosh sapanim. It's the mitzvah of tztaka. Smack in the middle of all of the Yom Tovim. And this is, we know what the Navi tells us, what Yishayahu HaNavi tells us. Chazon Yishayahu ben Amotz, Shabbos Chazon. When he says, Tzion b'mishpati padeh, v'shaveha b'tzdaka. Tzion, Zion, will be redeemed with justice. V'shaveha, its captives, will come back with tzedakah. And as many explain, when the Jewish people do this, and Baruch Hashem, mikamcha Yisrael, that there's so much tzedakah that the Jewish people give. And it's really an amazing, amazing thing. The needs of the people are great, but it's an amazing thing. But the sensitivity to another, smack in the middle of the Yom Tov, when it's so easy to be so focused on yourself with Yom Tovim, and the meals, and the, right, but to be able to take a step back and say, 1 second, who am I forgetting about? Who do I have to make sure is okay? And this is really smack in the Parsha Moedim, because this is what a Jew is. This is how a Jew experiences Simchas Yom Tov, and this is ultimately the challenge that we all have. Especially during this man of Sfiras Omer, right? Lo nagu chavod zeh bezeh, meaning as some say meant that they held others to their own standards. That's not how we do. That's not how we do. As we said, as Rav Zalman Saratzkin said, everyone's different. Everyone is different nisyonos. Everyone has different tafkidim. Everyone's put in a different massive in their life. And we have to be sensitive to that. And Be'ez Hashem, with Hashem's help, we'll be able to be mechanech ourselves. We'll be able to be mechanech our children. We'll be able to live a life of Kiddush Hashem. And we'll be able to live a life where we sanctify Shabbos and Yom Tov with the greatest simcha possible. Shkoyach. Thank you so much, Rachel and Ravuzi, for hosting tonight. Shkoyach.